All right, Chairman Holton, I'll bring the meeting back to order. We have a 2:30 agenda item that can start at any time, and it's 3:32. And let's do fiscal year 2027 budget workshop on the BOCC budget. So on our screen, we have a draft up. And some of the lines filled out, so I assume that the clerk's office has populated some of this. Okay.
Who lost the 16 cents?
I know, it's been a tough year. Those wascally elected officials.
We're chalking that up to a new system.
Yeah, split it between the three of you.
Yeah.
Hey, don't cut it out of everybody's spot. Yeah, no, we were able to start using the salary publication feature in the system. So then now we have a lot more better control of when we publish that to the following year, and then all the new adjustments are equated with that one salary, or with that whatever salary it happens to be. So if one person gets a raise, it's like auto built in. So as soon as we publish it for the next year, we don't have to go through and try to figure everything out. It's just always kind of there, and we can be able to project a lot better too. So that will be why it probably is sometimes randomly a little bit of difference. But we're also trying to work out a few of the kinks with that as well.
Okay.
I know one of the things was your computers.
Right.
And all that. I went ahead and followed up on that.
Okay.
IT told me that it looked like Chairman, you and Diane, I think, were due to have their computers replaced.
I believe it.
So I have kind of the cost of what that would be to replace it with a desktop, or to replace that with potentially a laptop and a docking station.
Okay.
So I didn't know if you wanted those numbers, me to just kind of rattle off what those cost would be for you.
I'd probably just keep doing what I do. Is I have the iPad and a desktop.
Okay.
And I just go with desktop.
Chairman, on May 4th, Katie sent us a replacement schedule. I can forward that to you, but it was for $4,100 for the BOCC, and I've asked for a countywide spreadsheet of what the costs would be for that, so I can send that to you if you don't have it.
Yes, no, that checks out with what I
okay.
Speaking with him today, because there should be two desktops and a printer.
Okay.
That came out to that amount.
There, I was $200 off, 43.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe that's
okay.
Yes. Damn. We. But I don't know which printers those are.
Is it just the maintenance on our copier printer?
No, they're like the desktop units that...
Okay, so we have an extra one right now that we could probably do without.
What extra one?
There's one in the office back there that's not getting used.
I know that one, I believe, is one that was up for replacement.
Yeah, I don't think we need to replace one that's not going to get used.
And the other one, I'm not totally sure on where the other one was. But, it's constituent services, that's why it was. So,
yeah.
So the one is constituent services, and the one was the COO's printer.
Yeah, I don't think we need that.
The one, okay. So the two desks.
Because we have one in the hallway that's perfectly fine, or this one.
Can we take this one down to constituent services, or are they both... aged out?
They both were aged. This one was aged out, and then the one that was being used over there was also aged out. So then for your the commissioner's budget, it would just be the two new units at $1,600.
Okay.
So it would be $3,200, and then the 550 and the 50, so it'd be $600 for, it'd be 550 for constituent services for a printer, so in that budget.
Okay. Back to the budget screen.
Then there was another item related to the association dues. And I know when we talked about it, Commissioner Van Beek did a little bit of legwork with that. And it looks like we can just have like the one membership for the chamber. So for constituent services, we looked at the last couple years and it was only
50.
I think it was like you could probably put the constituent services membership due all the way down to $100 probably.
And that would be
I'm aware of, but from what we look at, only like 50 spent the last couple of years.
Yeah. And the chamber Nampa chamber lunches are $20, I think. And so if Stephen is more involved and attends more of those, so the way that Mitch told me it would set up our BOCC/constituent services would be considered an office. So the invoice will be billed to the county as an office group, and that would allow all of the four basic people to be under that with the option. You can't go to the chamber lunch without a membership. So whatever that looks like, and I'm hoping that he attends a lot of those. I did not do the legwork for Caldwell, but I can if we want to be included in that as well.
Yeah, then if there are meals, then that would just fall under that other
right
for that. So.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Did the board happen to get with the PA's office on the public records request software?
I don't know.
Since it's kind of a partnership and kind of dealing with those public records requests that we'd originally, or Aaron had budgeted previously to get an agreement, and then I think an ongoing service for that, was it FOIA? Just FOIA or FOIA?
Yeah.
And Chairman?
Discussion on whether we were going to do that and keep doing it or finally execute that.
That might be a good process for our incoming to meet sometimes when someone buys the software. So this could work to our advantage if he has something that he uses and likes that he could vet through IT and the PA's office, then that might be something that's a good purchase going forward based on what he likes to use and what the PA's office uses.
Okay.
Let's wait on that, and he starts Monday,
okay.
So give him a couple days, and we'll see if we can get a determination between them. Because I was thinking Sybil was going to, but find out.
Okay.
I don't know enough to know.
Okay. So that one we'll hold off.
Zach, on airfare hotel, do we need to keep that much?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the one place where Commissioner Brooks was going to the conference. And he just wasn't sure if that was, because that was, this year it was covered by.
This year was already covered by IAC.
Yeah.
So next year won't.
Okay.
Oh. So I think that's where we had increased or left the same because of that.
Okay.
I guess National Association of Counties. I should probably put that out there instead of just saying.
Should you carry over the car rental?
It's probably high, but we'll typically works best. It's not necessarily car rental, but it would be
public transport.
Oh, it'd actually fall under taxi more, like Lyft and Uber.
So, I mean, that's
I don't know a situation where we would ever have to rent a car.
I'm not aware of it at the moment.
In our travel.
Yeah, I would say traditionally for the county, we're usually placed in a decent area to where whatever it is we're attending.
Yeah.
I would say my prior professions, I'd be have to go somewhere and then I'd have to just
right.
myself
yep.
around.
I'd probably just get rid of that and bump taxi to 1,000.
Okay.
Or just leave the line there and zero it out for this.
Yeah, year. That's what yeah.
So make car rental 0 and taxi 1,000.
Just in case.
Okay.
We're okay with educating and training at 2,500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this is all the same that we went through the last time we met over this, right?
Yeah, this just has, I think, some of the changes that we'd already previously
okay. made.
We took the education and training down because there was a conference that was attended that wasn't going to be again. So.
What was machinery in for?
That was for the stuff that we had just done in here.
Okay.
I think the monitors, and I thought there was something else that may have been done or going to be done.
Okay.
I believe based on the prior budget.
Okay.
That's why that line will just carry over if it needed to be.
Right. All right. Go back up to the top. We're good. That from through there. We're zeroing out the compensation program and the new and
well, because we haven't figured it out yet. That's why it's a zero.
That's why it's at zero at the moment. Okay.
Yeah, so the comp program is related to that, those $2,000 payments.
Okay. We don't need any new and reclassified positions for this year.
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't know. We need probably some extra funds for somebody to fill your shoes.
We got to get hazard duty paid.
All right.
So yeah, I guess if you're good with your budget, then we can check this. I don't know if constituent services is farther down, but.
It was a separate document.
Oh, a separate.
What, miscellaneous was still at 5? 100 down at the, towards the bottom. Yeah, okay. It should be good. All right. Constituent services.
Yeah, so on this one, we had bumped down part-time just a little bit based on our conversations about the position that's still there and the work that I think you all deem needed to be, will be, probably need to be done going forward in the FY27. And then we bumped down the cell phone from last time just based off of the data that we got from the numbers that were there and the amounts that they were. Since I believe that one last year was, there was part of the old style.
Okay.
Reimbursement versus just the countywide cell phone was what was going into part of that budgeting.
Right. And local mileage we dropped because we ended up with a car for
yeah,
the office.
As a vehicle, so.
Yeah.
And I think another point that was maybe we were trying to figure out was the whole uniform thing, if there might be a different way, if the county would be able to get, you know, get on just one kind of big thing and we'd have
right.
white our opportunity to just get a more succinct effort in the entities, the divisions that have uniforms and such. But
so, Chairman, how are we going to follow that up? Because I think it's a, you know, we talked about this last time, but landfill has a clothing allowance that allows a certain number of shirts or coats or safety or something. But I think some kind of a policy between auditing and the commissioners is a good plan. Do we have a number on how much was spent on that?
On, well, yeah, we countywide, for the most part, a good idea. There were a couple of people that had stuff in one other line, but for the most part, we can deal with that. What we budgeted for that line for 26. The uniforms on the 5-5-4-4-5.
How much we've spent?
Or how much we budgeted?
Oh, 26. And 26?
550.
Yeah, 5-5-4-4-4-5-5-4-4-5.
Yeah, 550.
For the whole county, though, can you?
Oh, for the whole county.
Yeah. So I think the way you had it there, we just kind of left it there just in case if something happened, probably be just the.
Yeah. Because he'll need, I'm assuming, our former director did not leave his clothes behind, so.
I don't believe so, no.
Yeah. We'll need to have some branding happen.
And then, yeah, then we zero out equipment, because, like, with what was sent over from IT, their stuff is all good and up to date.
Okay.
And then the software, we had just, that's the one where we had zeroed out, because I think we weren't sure if we were to go forward, if we, because it was budgeted at 26. But I do think there may have been an ongoing.
Seems like there was an ongoing subscription or something.
Yeah, subscription fee with that.
And so you're leaving it in there, Kyle, that 25,187, or no?
So we originally removed all of it, but if it came to the point where.
I think we should leave it in there.
We can leave that. I gotta get on the right fiscal year.
25 grand for
the FOIA software.
Part of it was the cost, and part of it was the ongoing.
It was our fraction of what legal was going.
I emailed Aaron and asked him to bring a discussion point.
How come all of a sudden it's not, like, nobody's coming to us with the issue of public records requests?
Is it working?
I mean, I will fully admit that's a little bit out of my scope on that.
No, I'm saying it more for my counterparts here. It's like, it's been this big issue.
Yeah. I
just think the ball got dropped.
It's, nobody's saying anything.
We need to go talk to Chris or the civil team. And then go from there.
And I don't know if this, I can't remember if this was like a better way to like organize it, distribute it, and do all that, or it was maybe just to kind of upgrade what we have currently in place that I don't in totality know that. Because, yeah, you, the commissioner's office and the PA's office, probably they deal with that a lot more than mm-hmm. our office does. I mean, we do get our fair share of, you know, things in the audit office or in our region under the clerk's office, but
you guys are front line on getting all that.
Mm-hmm. We do
some of that.
Yeah, courts sees a lot, but they have like a specialized division for and separate rules that govern them as well.
Yeah.
Well, let's slide it back in, and we'll get confirmation of what and where.
Back in the annual fee, if you were to maybe get it executed by the end of the fiscal year this year,
I think that's a good idea.
With, it sounds like you said somebody's coming in that position if they were to work with the PA's office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then you could use the portion that was budgeted in this fiscal year, and then if it were to be that same thing and have that annual fee, we could budget the, it says about $10,500 was the annual fee that was being budgeted, so we could put 11 in there for an annual fee if that is something that.
And you're saying that is a cumulative cost, the fee plus the software purchase?
Yeah, the way it looks like it was budgeted before was there was a software and then there was an annual fee that was kind of much. I mean, I would say most any software nowadays is going to have an annual fee or service agreement or something.
Right.
Okay.
Yep, I think keep it all in there because they go hand in hand. Kyle needs somebody to say yes.
Yes. Let's get it figured out. Lord knows I don't want to be doing them every time they come in.
So just put the annual fee in there?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of overhead there for that.
Okay. I'm sure it can maybe go up a little bit. But.
Yeah.
Okay. To be determined. Okay.
So put the 11,000 on that line. Then I think that was everything for them.
And we're sure that the computer equipment is not needed, or did we get any back?
It was on that sheet. There was just the cell phone thing was on there and the computer.
And a printer.
We needed to put the printer in for, yeah.
Did we get the 500 taken off of ours, so we need to put the 550 back in on computer equipment there?
Yeah, yours is zeroed out. We do need to put 550 for the printer.
That.
You did that? Okay.
Yeah, that's just the old document.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not live.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, this isn't live, for the love of me. Okay.
Sorry.
I mean, Sarah's good, but she's not bad.
She is. She is. I'm going to stand up for her.
Thank you.
All right.
But I believe that is everything currently for constituent services. I don't think.
Okay.
Chairman, I have a question, though. So, Kyle, I was. Maybe I've got bifocals, but we had 25,187 in that software line. And what I heard you say was we were dropping it to 11.
Yeah.
What was the differential?
So the was what we were discussing on. There was probably the software purchase, and then the annual fee was included in the 25,187, which is in 26. So that's where I asked if, you know, if we think we can get that executed
by okay.
September, then that will take care of.
Okay. I just misunderstood. Okay.
So I was.
We're talking about the same dollar amount on cost. Thank you.
Where I was just going to like have you just keep in 11,000 for the annual.
Let's do that.
The annual service fee, or yeah, what are you going to call a service fee, contract fee? But then, in theory, you'll have used the 15,000 for software in the current fiscal year.
Okay. And so, can I ask? You're saying that the annual fee is estimated to be 10,000?
That's what the note says in last year's budget.
Wow. I'm going to ask Katie, too, if she can help with that. So
yeah, it could be much less. I would. Yeah. We're just basing that off the,
okay.
the system from.
Yeah, okay.
There's a $10,490 annual fee.
And I think usually those annual fees are 4% to 7% of the contract, but I could be mistaken. So I will investigate and get numbers.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a cloud-based system, and I don't know if that includes storage and
okay.
everything else that's with it.
Okay. Well, we can put those in, and then sounds like we've got through this. Don't know that we have any new or reclassified positions. So. All right. Any other comments?
I don't have any.
Changes? All right. Well, let's put this in for the draft where we're at for today, then.
And thank you.
Yes, thanks.
So we'll consider constituent services to not need to be followed back up on.
Well,
not unless we have something else that comes up with the new guy getting started.
We're getting the new guy started Monday, and so I'm not going to say no, we're done. We think we're done.
More likely than not. It's
more likely done than not.
But we'll follow up with that stuff on the commissioner's budget.
Right. Okay. All righty. Anything else?
I think that's all for those two budgets.
Well,
Chairman, I move. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you for the good discussion and the follow up. I appreciate it. And I move we adjourn.
All right.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks.